Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, the state of Illinois today reported more than 2,000 new coronavirus cases for the first time since Memorial Day. And that's helping fuel proposed new enforcement of mask mandates. The Department of Public Health records 2,084 new cases in the last 24 hours and reported the statewide positivity rate over the last 7 days averages more than 4%. Governor Pritzker today announced proposed new emergency rules to require businesses and not law enforcement to enforce local rules requiring masks.
The rule is educating businesses on compliance. The next step is a warning. And the last step after these repeated attempts to urge compliance is a fine.
The governor floated a similar proposal back in May, but pulled it back after backlash from the business community. A bipartisan committee must now approve those rules.
Well, this afternoon, the head of the state's largest retailers group says the governor's new rules are no better this time around either.
Rob Carr, president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, says possible fines for store owners when their patrons fail to wear face coverings don't make sense. He says the governor wants to penalize businesses for something they can't control.
Businesses have no legal authority. We can't lay a hand on anyone, and you run real legal risks when you are denying service to someone. You better make sure you're on really solid ground when you do that.
Carr says the association would be fine with rules that hold stores accountable for what they do control, like encouraging social distancing, capacity limits, and telling people they should be wearing masks. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A growing number of schools in Illinois say they plan to begin their upcoming education years with remote learning because of the growing spread of coronavirus. And that means the people who would ordinarily drive school buses this time of year could be without work. WBBM's Jim Goodis is with that part of the story.
Lisa, Jim Glimko is the president of Teamsters Local 777, which represents about 3,000 school bus drivers and monitors who transport students in the Chicago public schools and throughout the suburbs. He says many drivers didn't seek other jobs because they thought they'd be needed at the start of the school year. Glimko says some drivers are deciding now to find other work, while he worries some of the school bus companies might not survive to hire drivers back.
Before the COVID situation, there was a big shortage of drivers. And now, with this situation now, with the drivers not going back, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not sure that people will have the service in the future if they don't take care of the drivers.
Glimko says some districts were paying the school bus companies they use to help keep them in business and so they could keep drivers on the payroll. But he says the number of districts doing that is shrinking. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The doors of the Paramount Theater in Aurora will remain closed for now, as directors announced their planned Broadway series for the upcoming season will be postponed.
President and CEO Tim Rader published the announcement to the Paramount Theater website, moving this season's scheduled shows to next year's billing, with hopes to kick off June 30th, 2021 with Kinky Boots, then continuing into the 10th season of the Broadway series in September 2021 to bring Aurora such hit shows as Rock of Ages, Cinderella, Ragtime, and Groundhog Day the musical. Rader writes that some other performances in the first half of 2021 are still on sale as scheduled, including Killer Queen for April 3rd, and to hold on to those tickets. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago Marine Unit pulled a body from the lake near Belmont Harbor this morning. No word yet if it is the body of a DePaul College prep student who did not surface after going for a swim Monday during rough surf.
Chicago South Side getting $2 million from the state. It's for an urban farming campus that promises to bring jobs, fresh food, and renewable energy. Erica Allen is co-CEO of the Urban Growers Collective.
Our mission is rooted in growing food. We cultivate nourishing environments which support health, economic development, healing, and creativity through urban agriculture.
A site in Auburn Gresham that has been considered for has been contaminated with hazardous materials and must be remediated before development can take place. The EPA is kicking in an additional $1 million to help with that. Green Era has been cleaning up the site over the last several years.
As Chicagoans head to the polls this election season, it will have a new way to signify they voted.
The coveted I Voted stickers are finally coming to Chicago. Previously, voters received a wristband, but Chicago election officials say it's too risky for poll workers to apply them amid the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, blue and red stickers will be given out in person and through mail-in ballots. The city of Chicago has already received more than 198,000 requests for vote by mail. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And the Chicago Police Department has its first ever compliance officer to oversee a plan that complies with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Deborah Pasqua will help ensure access to CPD programs, services, and activities for those with disabilities. She's a retired 27-year veteran of the CPD who has worked with the Chicago Police Department on ADA issues since 1994.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.